You know, the conversation around blockchain and crypto has gone way beyond just trading or digital gold. It's now about real-world impact, like literally changing how we build the world.
Exactly. A quieter but powerful movement is happening, tokenizing real-world assets. It's about turning physical stuff, like water infrastructure, into digital tokens.
Imagine converting ownership of a water treatment plant into a tradable digital token. Suddenly, anyone anywhere can invest in clean water projects. It's like democratizing infrastructure funding.
And it's already happening. A $200 million initiative in Southeast Asia is using blockchain to fund water projects. This isn't just about money. It's about transparency, efficiency, and solving real problems.
This is huge. Blockchain's transparency and accessibility are perfect for tackling global challenges. Think about it: clean water, reduced pollution, better distribution. It's not just tech, it's a lifeline for millions.
Tokenization is the key. It breaks down barriers to large-scale investment. Instead of waiting for governments or big institutions, everyday investors can now participate.
And the benefits? Let's break it down. First, it democratizes investment. No more gatekeeping by elites. Second, blockchain's immutable records mean corruption. No way. Third, liquidity. Investors can trade their stakes, making infrastructure funding dynamic.
This isn't just a funding model, it's a paradigm shift. Developers can bypass slow bureaucracies and speed up projects in regions that need them most.
But why water? It's a perfect use case. Southeast Asia's growing cities, aging systems, and water scarcity make it a prime target. Tokenizing water projects can scale solutions while testing blockchain's potential.
And the region's tech-savvy population and flexible regulations make it an ideal test bed. Governments there are even exploring legal frameworks for digital assets, creating fertile ground for innovation.
This initiative is a microcosm of a bigger trend. Experts predict 2026 could be the tipping point for tokenized real-world assets. Emerging economies are leading the charge, with frameworks evolving to support this shift.
But it's not without hurdles. Regulatory uncertainty. Legal recognition of digital ownership. Trust from traditional investors. These are real challenges.
Right. If a token represents a water plant, how do we ensure that digital claim is legally valid? It's a complex dance between property law, contracts, and intellectual property.
And trust. Many still doubt blockchain's ability to manage large-scale projects. Volatility, security risks, and the reliability of decentralized systems are valid concerns.
Plus, integrating blockchain with physical infrastructure requires seamless coordination. Data privacy, interoperability, and managing physical assets are operational hurdles that can't be ignored.
But this is where collaboration matters. A hybrid model, combining blockchain's transparency with traditional finance's expertise, could bridge the gap. It's about building trust, not replacing it.
The Water Initiative isn't just about funding. It's a test case for a new way of building the world. If it works, it could unlock tokenization for energy grids, transportation, and more.
The vision. A more inclusive, efficient economy. Financial inclusion, sustainable development, and innovation in governance. Blockchain isn't just a tool, it's a catalyst for change.
And if we get this right, we're not just building infrastructure. We're building a future where everyone has a stake in shaping it. Water, energy, and beyond. The blockchain revolution. It's not just about money. It's about life.